Step 10, forgiveness should be given. A heart rooted in forgiveness does not dwell in the past. Luke chapter 6, verse 37 says, "Judge not, you shall not be judged. Condemn not, you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." When you forgive a person, we give them a clean slate, as we know Christ consistently does for us. Not only does it give them a clean slate, it cleanses our mind from thoughts that can prevent us from having grace, patience, long-suffering, and unconditional love. Unforgiveness causes bitterness, creating barriers and hardening our hearts for each person, not just the one that requires forgiveness. Honestly, forgiveness affects the person who should forgive more than the person needing forgiveness. It's a way to free ourselves from the chains the devil creates whenever we entertain his negative thoughts, choices, or sneaky underlined works. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, it tells us, "Where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am in their midst." The Lord is telling us, "I'll be there to protect you from the lies the devil will try and plant in your spirit, soul, and mind." The devil lost that connection with the Trinity, and that's why he's so angry. He wants to grow his followers and will lie as much as he can, since he knows if we stay close enough to him, we will start to believe the lies and feel so defeated with no hope. Unforgiveness keeps us from fellowshipping with those placed in our path. You never know. We may have something for each other that could propel each of us to the next level in our walk. Forgiveness forms a wall between each person, causing isolation and seclusion. This can be a serious issue as time continues and the spaces between us get larger and larger. It also can increase your risk for diseases, which makes sense. We are feeling diseased. Think about that for a moment. In researching, this is just a few diseases that unforgiveness can contribute to: heart disease and stroke, along with loneliness, which deposits energy into depression, anxiety, and suicide. Isolation is where the enemy wants to keep us during the difficult times. This is when he has full access to our mental stability. We are only listening to the lies he keeps repeating, and no one is able to remind us whose we are because we are in isolation. 1 John chapter 3, verses 6, 8, and 10 says, "No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either him or known him. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister." We don't feel worthy enough to reach out due to not wanting judgment to grow even bigger in our thinking. Whatever it was that we did, it doesn't qualify to be forgiven. That's the lies of the devil. Forgiveness is a gift Christ gave us through his death and resurrection, along with so many other gifts that keep us from diseases, diseases, and mental, physical, and emotional death. That confirms the scripture that talks about the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I'll keep saying it. You can't destroy something that is dead. Oh, wait, not a physical death, but a spiritual death. Okay, now that makes sense. You're going to steal our options to choose Christ and his path. Then you're going to kill our mental, social, emotional ties to Christ, causing unbelief to grow. Then you're going to try to destroy everything in him: our personal relationships, our peace, and our connections that help us through this life's journey. Throughout your walk, one thing you must remember, not for a past to continue to sin, since God looks at our heart's intent, there's no way around Him. The Lord knows what you're going to do before you do it. That's the best setup for the enemy. Now he can condemn each of us about past sins and mistakes. Another tactic causing us to forget we are in Christ. We are forgiven and we walk in victory. Remember, Christ died on the cross to save us from sin, to give us a choice, and he won't make us do anything. Strictly our choice and decisions. Are you ready for the consequences of your choices? Christ is hope. He's forgiveness. He's unconditional love. He's patient. He's grace. He's long-suffering. He's peace. And he's so many positive attributes that bring life. He allows us to inhale his joy with no conditions. We must remind ourselves that there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Let me say that again. We must remind ourselves there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Don't allow the enemy to intimidate you to the degree that you're not comfortable following the positive thoughts you hear in your heart and to forgive others as we want Christ to continuously forgive us. Work really hard on not bringing up past sins of others as we know Christ does for us. We have to remember to look in our spiritual mirror and remind ourselves that we've done some unfair, selfish, mean things to others one time in our life, and that should open our thoughts toward having more grace toward others. There has to be one thing that you keep trying to get better at and finding yourself not meeting your mark, not growing in that area. Those are the times you remind yourself that change isn't easy, and it's not always an intentional action toward you. We must give people the benefit of doubt. Believe they are doing their best. Look for the glimpse of good measures and continue to pray their strength in the Lord to continually grow. Stop giving the enemy praises by bringing up the past hurts and give God praises for delivering you from that trial. If we were honest with our day-to-day thoughts, we'd be amazed how often we praise the enemy with our defeated words versus praising our Heavenly Father for opening our eyes to the truth that can set us free.